I'm Gui Wang from York University. The title of my talk is The Backward Bifurcation in Component Model for Waistline Virus. This is a joint work with Professor Weiping Zhu. Okay, this is the outline. First, I introduce the background about the waistline virus and the backward bifurcation. And then is a review and a comparison of some recent models for waistline virus. And later, I will concentrate to the cross-particles model to study backward bifurcation. And finally, is the simulation and conclusion. West Nile virus is a mosquito-borne disease. And this picture is a transmission cycle. We can see the virus is transmitted between mosquito and bird, and it also can be transmitted to human. This is a transmission cycle. So, and now is a forward bifurcation and backward bifurcation. We just use these two pictures to show what's forward bifurcation and backward bifurcation. As we know, the basic reproduction number serves as a crucial threshold value. For the forward bifurcation, described in the first picture, if this stretch value is smaller than 1, we can see there is no positive equilibrium. This implies that the disease will die out. And for the backward bifurcation, described in the second figure, even if the stretch value is smaller than 1, and there still can be positive equilibrium. So the disease will not die out definitely. So the backward bifurcation has very important biological implications. And I'll give some review and comparison of some recent models of Western live virus. Wuhan assumes the size of mosquito and birds are all constant. So in their model, by their results, there is no backward bifurcation. And in the model of Bowman, they assume the population of mosquito and birds are all satisfied logistic type groups. And they proved that the backward bifurcation can occur. While in the model of Loden Day and Cruz Pechlo, we don't know whether the backward bifurcation can happen. So this is the question we want to answer in this work. First is, if the backward bifurcation can occur for the model of Cruz Pechlo and the Loden Day. A second question is, what's the condition for backward bifurcation? And now we concentrate to the Cruz Pechlo model to study backward bifurcation. First, the population of mosquitoes are split into two classes, susceptible and infectious. And the population of birds are split into three classes, susceptible, infectious, and recovered. And NV and R are the total number of mosquitoes and birds, respectively. And this is a parameter used in this model. I would not like to introduce this parameter here precisely. So here is the model. The former three equations describe the population dynamics for birds. And the last two equations describe the population dynamics for mosquitoes. We can see for the bird population, this part is a recruitment rate, and this part is a death rate. So this satisfies logistic type groups. And for the mosquito population, mu VSV is a recruitment rate. And the last part, mu VSV, is the death part. These two parts equal to each other. This implies that total number of mosquitoes are assumed to a constant. And P is a vertical transmission rate. So this is the model of cross patchula. By a variable change like this, this model can be changed to this four-dimensional system. And in following, we just need to study this four-dimensional system. First, we study the existence of equilibrium. The disease-free equilibrium, P0, always exists. And for the positive equilibrium, dynamic equilibrium, P hat, if it exists, its coordinates satisfy the following equations. And SANAIV, these coordinates can all be described by the coordinates IA hat. While the IA hat is the positive root of the quadratic polynomial gamma IA. By studying this quadratic polynomial, we can get this result about the existence of equilibrium. 1, 2, 3 is normal. We should pay more attention to the fourth case. If the threshold value, basic reproduction number, smaller than 1, we can see there is two positive equilibrium, P1 and P2, if some condition is satisfied. And let me study the stability of equilibrium. If this threshold value bigger than 1, then the P star is locally asymptotically stable. And if the threshold value is smaller than 1, the backward bifurcation occurs. The P1 is saddle point and P2 is locally asymptotically stable. So by our analysis, comparing to the result in the reference 4, in their result, with the assumption like this, model has no positive equilibrium if the threshold value is smaller than 1. While in our result, if the assumption change and the disease-induced death rate is big enough, there can be positive equilibrium. This implies the backward bifurcation occur. In order to study the backward bifurcation, we describe the conditions in the mu V mu R plane. This is the diagram. The most important line is the C0. C0 is described the threshold value equal to 1. On the left part of C0, it means the basic reproduction number is bigger than 1. There is one positive equilibrium in the area D1. And on the right part of C0, the threshold value smaller than 1. And we can see there is a smaller area in the red part, D2. There are two positive equilibrium in this area. That means in this area, the disease can prevail, even if the basic reproduction number is smaller than 1. So now, in order to demonstrate our result, we give some simulation. If we choose the parameter value, mu v mu r like this, and we can calculate the basic reproduction number R0 is smaller than 1. And by our analysis, our simulation, we can see all the time course of the full coordinates converge to the positive constant. This implies the disease prevails. And we can see the basic reproduction number is not enough to describe the disease will prevail or not. Another second simulation, if we change the initial value, for the first figure, with the initial state like this, and the coordinate Ra converge to the positive constant, this implies the disease will prevail. And for the second part, if we change the initial value, the IA converges to zero, this implies the disease will die out. This implies that different initial states may induce different transmission results. So now we can answer the question we proposed before. For the model cross-patchler, the backward bifurcation can occur indeed. And for the model of Lord and Day, by a similar analysis, the backward bifurcation can occur too. From this table, we can see, except for the first model, this three model, backward bifurcation can happen. And the common feature for this three model is the population of birds are all satisfied logistic. So we can answer the second question we proposed before. For the backward bifurcation, the first condition is the bird population must satisfy logistic type growth. And the second condition is the disease-induced death rate should be big enough. And besides, if the backward bifurcation occurs, the basic reproduction number is not enough to describe the disease will prevail or not. And we should pay more attention to the initial steps. Okay, this is my talk.